Before we begin, here is some exciting news from Dive Studios. Be excited. It's exciting.
Hey guys, it's your girl Jamie. What's good? All right guys, I'm starting a new podcast where I give you guys advice and basically say what I would do in your sticky situation. So the show is therefore called What Would Jamie Do? You heard it. What would I do? You see that? I'm so clever. But before we can even start, I need you guys to submit to the email wwjd@thedivestudios.com so I can go read your problems out loud on the podcast and give my advice. Hey, so don't be afraid to give details about your situation. If you are afraid, don't even think about to send it. Just kidding. But because the more I know, the more I can help you. You know what I mean? So, and we're keeping it all anonymous. So don't be scared to let your story be heard. I got your back, your front, your left, your right, everything. Unless you're weird or something. I said nudes. I'm not going to do that. Just kidding. In the meantime, make sure to follow at The Dive Studios and on Instagram, Twitter to get updates on my selfie. Just kidding. On the show for when it comes out, and it comes out soon. I promise you guys that. Again, email your submissions for advice at wwjd@thedivestudios.com. If you don't know how to spell, you're dumb. Thank you. Talk to y'all soon. Gucci.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new hot and fresh out of the oven episode of the K-pop Tebok Show with the hottest person in the world. Not me, Eric Nam. Welcome. I hope you guys are having an amazing week or day or life, wherever you are in whatever thing you do. This episode is an episode that is very random. It's haphazardly done. Pretty much, we're going to answer some questions from you guys. Based on the questions that you sent to me on my Instagram and my Twitter, right? So my Twitter and my Instagram is real Eric Nam on Instagram and Eric Nam Official on Twitter. And of course we have Tebok Show, the Instagram and Twitter handle. So we're taking questions from there. And I'm really gonna wing it. Kind of like how I'm doing my life. So, why are we doing this episode? It's a Q&A episode. It's a little bit different, but why? Because I'm traveling. I am in Atlanta for Eddie's wedding, and then I go straight from Atlanta. Actually, before Atlanta, I'm in Budapest. I'm in Budapest to meet with Will Smith for his new movie, Gemini Man. And then I go to Atlanta for Eddie's wedding, and then I go to Uganda for about a week. And so, I'm like all over the world, and so we're trying to do this before I leave. So, that's why you have a Q&A session. So, not a lot of music today, but you're going to learn a lot about life and get some very, very important tidbits on how to survive in this really, really crazy world. Don't you think, Diane?
No.
I hate you. All right. So, on my Instagram and on my Twitter, I asked for some questions. Let me go ahead and see what some of these amazing responses are. First of all, somebody just sent nudes. I'm not doing nudes. Nudes is not a question.
I thought you said someone sent you nudes.
No. Well, somebody did send the word nude.
Okay.
But you guys, don't send people nudes. That's gross. All right, here we go. What is my favorite flavor of ice cream? I don't have a favorite. I eat like all sorts of ice cream. Even though I'm like kind of lactose intolerant and I'm supposed to, I still do it. But like strawberry, I'm all about it. Chocolate, I'm all about it. Vanilla, I'm all about it. Cookies and cream, I'm all about it. Mint, I'm all about it. What else?
You don't like more artisanal flavors?
Like what?
Like an Earl Grey.
I do like Earl Grey, but those are hard to come by. Yahar. Earl Grey is pretty good. Passion fruit is good. You guys, I'm just realizing I like ice cream, period. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Will I ever come to Phoenix from Tay Breezy? Yes, I will. I swear to you, I will be in Phoenix. Stellar Jisungs. Eric, what's your favorite Starbucks drink? Yes, please. I actually want to know this. My favorite Starbucks. So typically, my coffee order is just a black iced Americano, which is really boring. But you guys, So I'm trying to cut down on caffeine because I had like either an extra heartbeat or like a heart palpitation while I was getting on a plane to New York, and I had like a panic attack on the airplane. So I literally was like, I'm going to get off this airplane. And before, like, I ended up going to New York anyways, but I went to the doctor and they're like, you're probably stressed and you're overworked and you're not sleeping, but you drink a lot of caffeine. So your heart had like an extra heartbeat. And so they're like, you should really cut down on caffeine. So now I'm drinking a lot of decaf coffee because I still love the flavor of coffee. But anyways, so that's typically my favorite drink, but I do find value in like an almond milk latte. Or Diane likes oat milk latte. But oat milk is not yet very available in many places. So almond milk is, or soy is like my other, you know, alternative. I was just in Denver and it's pumpkin spice latte season. Are you all about that? You're not like that? No. But they also have like pumpkin spice cream cold brew, which my friends got, which was pretty dang good, y'all. But I realized I don't really like sweet drinks. I don't like strawberry frappuccinos. And do you remember when that was like a big thing?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, I'm going to have a mocha java chip frappuccino.
And people didn't know that it didn't have caffeine. Frappuccinos don't have caffeine.
Well, that, and people didn't know it's 1,000 calories per drink.
They should have. They should have known.
I legit thought to myself, this is healthy. This is just coffee with ice. And yeah, so that's my favorite drink. Sorry. Here's a great question. This is from SE8Kai. Would you rather have breadsticks as fingers or breadsticks as legs? Man, this is like a big dilemma. Because if I had breadsticks as fingers, I'd probably eat my fingers. Like, it's just so easy just to eat them. But if I had breadsticks as legs, I could technically bite my legs. I just tried. And I reach my legs with my mouth. But it would be a little more difficult. But here's the thing. If I ever was walking in rain, my feet would dissolve. So…
Shoes. Pants.
Yeah, but like… Your shoes are just going to become filled with fibers of bread. I'm going to go with fingers because… Because legs… You need legs to get around, I feel.
Did you know that our jaws are capable of biting through our own bones, but our brain tells us not to?
That is disgusting. Why do you know that? Why do you know that?
Just so you know.
Wait, so you're telling me that chew on bones.
Like the human jaw is powerful enough to bite through like our own, like if we really want to like bite through our own fingers and like break it.
Ow.
But it's our brain telling us to not do that.
Well, I'm sure we could. Like I could probably bite off a finger.
Promise?
But why would you?
Well, yeah, because your brain says it's like, don't do that.
Well, that, and it's because it's painful, Diane. I don't know.
Yeah.
Biting off your own head is going to be freaking painful. But that's the biggest thing for
just
me.
Just knowing that you could.
But I don't want to, so. Okay. Would you want to?
No. We'll sometimes.
No. Sometimes. What are you going through? But yeah, I would go with fingers instead of legs. All right. That's a very important question. This is from Tongi 2. Would you say that you're more business-minded or creative-minded? I would say business-minded. And I say that because it comes easier for me. Like creative… Like I'm really good at being creative for other people's projects. That's what I realized. Like I'm really good at… If somebody came to me and was like, hey, can you help me put my album together? Or could you help me put… Like what do you think I should do for my art or my music or whatever? Then I could probably give you a million ideas. But when it comes to my stuff personally… I think it's hard for me to be objective. And it's everything subjective and I get emotional about my own stuff. So it's hard for me to be creative. Like right now, the album that I'm putting together, I'm having a really hard time coming together with like the music video concept and coming up with an album title and like how I want to shoot photos and how I want to where I want to shoot stuff. And so that's been a little difficult for me. When it comes to business and like putting deals together and like finding cool opportunities and like, you know, doing that, for me, it's a lot easier. It's a little more work. They're both equally work. But yeah. All right. From G'day, mate. If you were on an island with Jay, Kevin, and Jamie, and you could only escape with one person, who would it be and why? Oh my God. So I can escape.
Feel like maybe the alternative question is like,
who would you let die?
Well,
on
no.
Island?
Or who just could not survive on that island if you didn't take them with you? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh. See, this comes down to like, how evil do I want to be? Right? Like, I feel like if I left Jay and Jamie together, they might kill each other just from like snapping at each other and like being smart with each other constantly. And then Kevin and Jam sure get along fine. So it's, and then Kevin and Jamie get along fine. Kevin and I get along fine. So it's a, so if we wanted to see people like really just get to the end of each other and just like, then I'd leave Jamie and Jay. And Kevin and I could escape. Now, if I wanted to be like a gentleman and be like, oh, you can go and like do whatever, then we take Jamie off. But I really think, okay, here's the thing. I would take Kevin off the island and I would leave Jamie and Jay under the stipulation that we get to put cameras on the island and broadcast it to the entire world. So it's like the Truman Show where it's like an alternate universe and everything is real. You think it's real and we get to watch it. I think that would be very, very entertaining TV. And that is why I would do that. I would also just put Jay and Jamie into a padded room and just lock them in. And say, you guys, figure it out.
Solve this one puzzle together.
Yeah. All right. From Vimin112. I think the question is, if they could play somebody one of my songs for the first time, which song would you want me to play them? That's the question. I think it would be… Oh, man.
I've never heard of that song.
Oh, you don't know this? Classic?
No.
I think it'd be Runaway.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like the most recent for me and it's very also most pop and most like international song. So I think for a lot of people when they try to get people into K-pop, it's trying to find a way to relate a K-pop song to what they already listen to. And so that's why actually I see a lot of people always messaging me or like my name comes up when it comes to like, oh, I played somebody Eric Nam's song and they really liked it and it felt like any other pop song or any other, you know, Western song. And so people were, they were willing to listen to more K-pop. Like I think I've seen that quite a lot. And so, you know, I think Honestly is good. Runaway is good. Caveman's good. Just all like different but very poppy. I'm really full.
From what?
So I had a kimbap.
Yeah.
And then I was like, didn't do it for me. I need to go to McDonald's.
Oh, you got McDonald's.
So I got a snack wrap and we got cheese sticks and french fries. I didn't eat all of it.
Is there any french fries left?
I gave it to my manager.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I like
do you hate me?
That's fine.
You what?
I like her, so that's fine.
Yeah, today… Ooh. Today, I went and got immunizations.
Oh, for…
Oh my gosh, for Africa.
Yeah.
I got so many shots. I feel crazy right now. Like, my arms are aching. And it was… So, I got like… yellow fever. Cholera. Hepatitis. Tetanus. I got malaria pills. I got like all sorts of stuff. And as we're going through it, he was like reading me and like telling me all the risks. He's like, so there's a chance that you might die from this. So, but that's not with any vaccination. So you might die. So just be aware. And I was like, oh. Thanks. He's like, but it's probably not going to happen. Also, if you take this, like, you may start vomiting immediately. If you do, it's fine. Just, like, take another one. I was like, what? And they're like, oh, by the way, you may have body aches and catch a cold for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, so you're telling me this is good for me? Like, that this is supposed to, like, help me survive in the wilderness? But it might kill me first?
Well, that's what vaccines are, right? I know. They give you a little bit of the
I know.
Disease.
But it was just, like, so many of them at one time that I was like…
One of them.
I'm sorry, body. I'm sorry. In related news… Are you in on this, like, vaccination, anti-vaccination
thing? No, I believe in vaccination.
Right?
Because we don't have polio anymore.
No. I don't understand. They're like, oh, no, it's horrible. I'm like, well, it's saving millions of lives.
Yeah. And it's because people who… I mean, we're probably going to have to cut this out. But it's because people who are anti-vax, that's why, like, measles are back. In, like,
I know.
Cities.
I know.
Freaking dumbass.
I mean, anyways. Sheeshes. Okay. Next one. This is also from Dongyi. Hypothetically speaking, would you be fire, water, earth, or airbender, and why? You can't be the Avatar. That's cheating. Well, honestly, I don't know anything about Avatar. I haven't seen a single episode of it.
Wow.
So I know nothing.
Well, just based on that.
What?
Like, what? When it basically means, like, would you rather have control which of these elements?
Oh.
Yeah.
I would be water.
Pure.
What about you? I'm pure. I'm so pure and moisturizable and just hydrationated.
Yeah.
What about you?
I can be earth and we can bring the Amazon back together.
Oh my god, we can make plants grow. Like, I don't know what good fire would do.
A lot.
Like what?
Heat is energy. We can't have, like, electricity without heat.
Well, we could have water power.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Hydroelectric power.
All right, you hippie.
From Claude Fangirls. Do you ever feel, like, bilingual? Which is when you start speaking… when you speak two languages but start losing vocabulary in both of them. Bilingual. Yes. I think I go through phases. Like, when I'm in the States for, say, like, a few weeks at a time. Or if I'm on tour and I'm not in Korea for, like, a month. And I come back and I have to, like, speak in Korean. I sound like a complete fool sometimes. And I feel really dumb. But, you know what? That's just the way it is. And there was a point, though, where my Korean wasn't good enough yet. But I've been in Korea long enough that I hadn't used my English very well. And so I was losing my English language skills and my Korean language skills were still that of, like, a fourth grader. And so all my conversations were just like blah, 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 blah. And people would just look at me like, this kid, this fetus of a man, like, has lost his teeth and can't function. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
That's why Jay was so surprised you're so smart and went to college.
He was very jealous. I went to college.
Yeah. And surprised.
Surprised. I'm smart, guys. Okay. I swear. From Yellow Flower. Why are you always barefoot while recording a Taebak Show podcast? Drop your foot care routine. I need it. Well, guys, if you want to look at my feet, go on her YouTube and you can see my feet. Diane, what? Don't make that face. My feet are beautiful. Yeah. So, anyways, going back to that, feet. I do not have a foot skincare routine at all. I have a regular skincare routine.
Share.
That's TMI. You got to pay me for that.
Oh.
But if, you know, if you guys are on my socials, you guys know what I'm using. You know the products that I'm using. But moisture is very important. Right? Cleansing. Right, I do a double cleanse. I do an oil cleanse. I do a foam cleanse. And then I do just all this other stuff. But it's not really hard. It takes like 3 more minutes than like a not doing skincare routine. But I will say that taking care of your skin is very important. And then it really helps not only in terms of like skin health, but also you feeling better and being more confident. And like, I think… Here's my thing. When when I go to the States, people are like, oh, you do like skincare, blah, 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 blah. And all my guy friends were like, man, like, why would you do that? And now they're like, I saw them and everybody's like, oh my God, what is your skin? I'm getting old. I'm like, yo, you should have started taking care of this way back. So if you're young, take care of it now while you can and it's easier to maintain. But really, cleansing and moisturizing is very, very important. And you will look great. Amazingly. I have a lot of freckles too. And that's probably my thing was that like I did not take the SPF thing very seriously.
Me neither.
But like sunscreen is so important. Because I like don't like the feeling or like the smell of sunscreen.
But now there's like so many skincare ones right. that are amazing. So
right. Yeah. So now you don't have an excuse. You just got to do it. All right. And then we have a question in Korean. All right, guys. Welcome to Eric's Korean class. We're going to read Korean real quick. Are you guys ready? All right. This is from Che Eric Nam, favorite Nam. 1번. 대박쇼 이름이 왜 대박쇼인지? Why is 대박쇼 named 대박쇼? Because this is like the best show ever. 대박 means jackpot. 대박쇼 이름은 뭐냐면 쇼가 대박이니까요. 모르겠어요. 그리고 외국에서 대박이라는 단어도 많이 아시는 것 같아가지고 그렇게 됐습니다. 맨 처음 브라이언이 하자고 했을 때 하기 싫었다고 그랬는데 그 이유는 When Brian first told me that we should do a podcast, I really didn't want to. Why? Because I like didn't want to do one more thing. Like I already have so many things that I do. Like it was one more thing that I would have to take time and spend time on and really build out and edit and record. And I was like, that's so much work. I don't want to do it. 하기 싫었던 이유는 제가 사실 일이 너무 많고 넘쳐나고 언제나 할 게 너무 많은데 거기에다가 하나를 더 추가한다는 게 저한테 너무 부담스러웠어요. 그래서 내가 이거를 굳이 해야 되나? 이걸 하면은 녹화해야 되고 편집해야 되고 그냥 할 일이 몇 배로 늘어나는 거니까 그게 좀 부담스러웠습니다. So yeah, there you go. And then her last, she has a few more, but the last one is 한국어로만 한 편 찍어주시면 안 될까요? 짧게라도 영어 머리 터질 것 같습니다. could you please do an episode in Korean? Even if it's short, I feel like my head's going to explode because of English. 네, 언젠가는 한국어로 팟캐스트 에피소드 하나라도 아니면 짧은 미니 버전이라도 녹음을 해서 오픈을 해보도록 하겠습니다. 그런 앨범 오픈할 때 그때쯤 하는 게 어떨까 싶기도 한데 한번 고려를 해보겠습니다. So, yeah, maybe one day I'll do a Korean episode. Maybe in time for my album launch, I'll do one. And we can talk about my album and give you guys the DL on it, you know? So that's our Korean part right there. I'm going to go dive into my Instagram real quick. Cats or dogs? Dogs. Somebody, you like cats? Oh, God. Somebody was saying, or I was listening to like a podcast the other day, and they were like, are you a dog or cat person? Like cats. And I was like, but pretty much you're saying like, if you like cats and you like every animal, and if you like dogs, you only like the pleasant things. I'm like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
No, it's like, if you like cats, you like animals. If you like dogs, you like dogs.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't need to love all animals.
You don't like a wombat?
No, I don't need that. I don't need ferrets. I don't need raccoons. Like, I don't need that.
Okay.
You know, I'm cool with just, you know, dogs are cool. Horses are cool. You know?
You're a horse girl?
I'm all about those horses. ¿En qué piensas a la hora de escribir las letras de tu música? What do I think about when writing lyrics to my music? This is from Desde Espejo Caro. I think about life and I think about whatever that theme is. I think for this next album, you will hear music that is very diverse. Not only in terms of like musicality and like the types of songs, but also lyrically. And I think the one thing that we do is yes, we try to make everything about love because that's like the one thing that translates universally. But even if it's about love, some of the songs are inspired from just like everyday things. Just like, for example, like frustration or like anger or whatever, but like, I can't, I'm not a rapper, so I can't be like in a rap lyrics like, yo, F you, blah, 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 F you. So I have to be like, how do we say this in a way that people would understand an emotion of anger, but have a story behind it? And so that's why it's sometimes put into like a love song, and it's like angry love song. Not that I am angry at somebody, but it's that sentiment and that emotion. Which guest do you plan on having next? This is from me127skz on Instagram. We don't have any planned right now.
We keep shouting out Uzong, right?
Oh yeah, Uzong.
And Mark.
Mark, Lee, or Tuan. Look, here's the thing.
Tag them.
You guys.
Let them know you want them to be on the show.
We need you guys to hit these people up and keep telling them to come on our show, because I don't want to be like, hey, do you want to come on this show? Like, please come on our show.
Jay says he wants to be come back.
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him recently?
Yeah. Because it was his birthday.
Oh, it was. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago. You should come back.
Yeah.
Like, let's get more people on it. All right. So this has been an incredibly life-changing moment for all of us on the Tabox Show. You guys have incredible insight into my life and, you know, how I do things. And so… yeah, guys. Hope you have an incredible week. I'm probably in Uganda right now. And so I'll see you guys and talk to you when I'm back from Africa. And back from Eddie's wedding. And we'll have updates on what Africa was like. What Eddie's wedding was like. And then the album. So stay tuned to Tabox Show. Please connect with us on Tabox Show on all social media. And go to our website, tabaxshow.com. And go to YouTube. Subscribe to Dive Studios. And I think that's it. So have a great life, day, morning, week, study session, driving session, whatever you're doing. And thanks for listening to Tabox Show presented by Dive Studios. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tabox with Eric Knopf.